But with Canute's death in 1035 began a chain of events that would culminate in the one invasion that Anglo-Saxon England would be unable to swallow. And what a saga it was. It started with a bloody and unsparing fight for Canute's throne amongst the surviving elite. Treachery, murder, and mutilation were par for the course. The last man standing with any kind of claim to the throne was a descendant of Alfred the Great, a prince of the Saxon royal house. He was called Edward and would become forever known as the Confessor. He was crowned on Easter Day, 1043. But he inherited more than just the crown. He also got Earl Godwin, in no mood to lose power just because there was a new king. But unlike Canute, Edward had good reason to hate the right-hand man forced on him, for Godwin had arranged his older brother's murder. But there was nothing he could do about his blood-stained rival. Not yet, anyway. King Edward knew that Godwin held the keys to the kingdom. And when Godwin offered Edward his daughter in marriage, what could he do but take her? Godwin was not Edward's only problem. He'd also got to learn how to govern a country he knew little about. For he'd grown up in exile, in a very different world, across the English Channel, in Normandy.